Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is Friday, February 24th. As you know, we've got an opportunity to deliver submarines that has never been higher in our history, and it comes with a significant and really persistent need to hire new shipbuilders for the foreseeable future, and we're using every opportunity to find them and bring them into our facility. Over the next 10 years, we think we're going to be ending up hiring about 20,000 more employees to keep our ranks at the steady state we need to be, which is somewhere north of about 20,000 people overall on a daily basis. And most of these new employees will be in the trades and engineering. So to meet this goal, we're doing a lot of things. One of the things we're doing is reaching out to our regional schools at all levels, including elementary and high school levels, to make sure students, guidance counselors, and our parents know what we know, that designing, building, and maintaining our nation's submarines is rewarding and a life-changing career. We're also working with high schools, career and technical schools, and other colleges to develop internships and customized curriculum. So when someone graduates, they're qualified to work at Electric Boat, and in some cases have a job in hand before they graduate. So today on the podcast, I'm joined by two members of our workforce development team, Nancy Martin and Willie Barber, and we're going to talk about training programs focused on our young people in the community. I'm also joined by two high school seniors from Coventry High School's Regional Career and Technical Center, Dom Fiacci and Jaden Solano, to talk about their experience working as welders at our Quonset Point facility. And they're working here 2 days a week as part of our co-op program. So welcome, everyone. And Nancy, let's get started with a little bit of background on our pipeline programs.
Thank you, Kevin. Over the past 10 years, the Workforce Development Team has been helping to grow the workforce very strategically through partnerships with state agencies such as the Eastern Connecticut Workforce Investment Board, also known as EWIB, the Eastern New England Defense Industry Alliance, also called CNEDIA, the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development, also known as Connecticut DECD, and the Rhode Island Department of Labor and Training, also known as Rhode Island DLT. These relationships have allowed us to educate youth and adults about EB's career offerings in both Connecticut and Rhode Island. As you know, we have adult pipelines that train, trade, and support occupations, so participants are production ready shortly after coming in the door. They started out with only a few programs initially and have now grown to partnering with 6 educational partners. 5 are local, and those are New England Institute of Technology, Community College of Rhode Island at the Westfield Education Center, Three Rivers Community College, Felsch Engineering, Quinebaug Valley Community College, and now we have one in South Carolina at Trident Community College. With the help of our internal partners, including the Talent Acquisition Organization, the Curriculum Development Team, and subject matter experts, also EWIB, CNEDIA, and Rhode Island DLT, we have put roughly more than 5,000 employees through our training pipeline since 2016.
Yeah, and these pipeline programs really have given us a tremendous advantage in hiring. And, you know, what maybe some of the listeners don't know is how special these really are. When I talk to my counterpart at Newport News, they don't have anything like this. So this is really unique, I think, to the New England region. And we have been doing this now at scale for quite a few years and bringing in some very well-qualified folks. So those other shipyards around the country, including some of the Navy shipyards, are absolutely struggling because they don't have the partnerships that we've got. And so we're lucky to have that and lucky to have the commitment across our broader community in the state and local governments, as well as some of the federal dollars we're seeing to get to a better solution than what we're seeing across the country. So this relationship is really win-win. It builds up manufacturing skills through Connecticut and Rhode Island that our suppliers and other manufacturers can also benefit from. So let's talk a little bit about what we're doing in the schools to introduce young people to manufacturing careers.
In our high school partnership programs, we had 2 goals. First, to make sure the students experienced the trades while they were still in school, so they're familiar with the trade and have entry-level skills to start. In partnership with the Connecticut and Rhode Island Departments of Education, the Connecticut Technical and Career System, and the Rhode Island DLT, we did this through building out career and technical schools with 3 to 4 year trade programs. And our second goal was to introduce the trades to students in comprehensive high schools that do not have the career and technical education or CTE programming.
Yeah, and I learned this recently. It's pretty interesting that, and I don't think most people realize just how competitive it is to get into career and technical education high schools these days, and I think that's wrong. I think it should be easier, not harder, to get into them. So it's important that we spark that interest and enable young people, particularly who may not know about a career in manufacturing, to be able to get into some of these technical education opportunities.
Absolutely. Our program, Vote for NextGen, is for those students. The program enables high school students to experience our six core trades by having them visit our off-site training locations, such as the Wesley Education Center, to actually do hands-on trade activities. And then for the CTE program, we brought all of the needed partners together, assessed the landscape of both state programs, and one by one helped build out their programs. So this might sound like an easy feat, but it was definitely not. With the state backing us, we had enough momentum to establish maritime manufacturing curriculum into state standards, identify the schools who had the infrastructure to house a program, and then helped implement the new programs. Over the past 7 years, we have partnered with 19 schools and have 30 partner programs that support maritime manufacturing, with six more under development. These programs range from welding and machining to design.
That's great. Thanks, Nancy. And Willie, let's talk a little bit about how we work with the CTE schools, and in particular, the liaison program.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Some of the resources we provide to the schools range from info sessions about EB, curriculum development, application workshops, and the liaison program that you're referring to. In that program, a graduate from a specific CTE program who now works at Electric Boat goes back to their high school to mentor students biweekly. We chose this concept so students can easily see themselves in that mentor's shoes in the future. EB also provides summer internships with our partner programs. Workforce development and staffing work together to provide this opportunity. And in Groton, the summer high school internship program is supported by our union partners, who really help students to experience life as an EB employee. This past summer, we had 40 SHIP students across Groton and Quonset Point, with 9 of them as welding interns at the Quonset Point facility. Over the summer, they received several welding qualifications during their 8-week internship. This then transitions into the co-op program, where they work right on the deck plate 1 to 2 days per week during the academic year at Quonset Point. 2 of our co-op employees are sitting with us here today.
Yeah, thanks, Willie. So I got a chance to meet Jaden and Dom briefly before we started recording the podcast today. So I want to talk a little bit about your experience. So you guys have been friends for a while, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And how far back is your friendship go?
Probably like 6 years.
Oh, so yeah. A long time. So you guys knew each other when you were young, middle schoolers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so let's talk a little bit about what you got what got you guys excited in welding.
Basically, like, what started it all for me was in middle school. I remember my high school actually came down, and they were showing us like classes to sign up for and everything. And they brought in a virtual welder, just like what we were using yesterday, kind of. And we got to practice on that, and I kind of got a little bit interested in it. And then once I got into high school, I actually started doing it, and I enjoyed it a lot, and I got better at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until about junior year that I started like actually picking up on things and like getting the hang of it and figuring everything out on how to do it better and different tricks and ways to do it. It's just, I always had kind of like an interest in it because my brother used to do it when we were younger, but I never actually had tried it until I got older.
Yeah. Jaden, how about you?
For me, I like working with my dad with my hands, so we would like build stuff. So when we went to the middle school, like Dom said, with the virtual thing, I liked it at first, but when I got started, it was a whole new experience for me, which I really loved. I like working with my hands. That's like the most things I love.
Yeah. So since you've been here as co-ops, what have you been able to work on?
The boats.
We've been able to work on like first thing we got to work on was the foundation for the AC.
Yeah, the AC units.
Okay.
We've worked a lot on like the decks. That's mostly what we have worked on. Right now I'm working on like a foundation. I got to put, like, my boss put me on my own. Just like a small project foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's couple of things, but they're always like decently long projects. It keeps us busy.
Yeah, good. Jaden, how about you?
Same thing. I'm right across from someone. Like, this is called a wing. So there's like 20 joints. I would have to do all of them overhead, verticals, flat. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Which it keeps me busy, which I really like.
Well, that's awesome. So now you get a chance to go back to school and talk to your friends at school. What do they think about all this?
They think it's cool. Like, I like talking to the younger guys in my class and stuff, like my old welding class that are trying to get here next year. And they like to hear a lot about it and, like, what the experience was like over the summertime, like, how the class was, like, the difficulty of it and everything. It's just, it's cool to see other guys that, like, younger kids that want to come out and do it, too.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Now, how about the EB guys? I mean, some of these guys are pretty, you know, pretty old, pretty grizzled shipbuilders.
Yeah.
And they can be pretty
old.
Scary, right?
Well,
some of them are old.
Some, all nice.
Some of them, like me, are old, I suppose, right?
I don't like that word. No. Nobody's old.
All right. Mature. How about that?
There we go.
So they could be a little scary, right? How have they treated you?
Awesome. They're all really friendly. They're funny. Easy to get along with. Like, definitely. If we got stuck on something, I would ask them. They would just show us. They would be so friendly about
it. They're very willing to show us. They like the fact that we're asking questions and we're trying to learn and get better at it. And
I have way too many questions.
They have no problem showing us like how to direct us on a straight path on how to do everything the right way.
Awesome. So it sounds like we're taking good care of you guys, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. All right. Well, good. Well, thank you both, and we'll go ahead and wrap there, but it's actually very rewarding for me, and I mean that sincerely, to meet young people like you who really represent the future of our company. So I need you guys to tell all your friends, because we need them, now we talked a little bit about this, so you guys haven't filled out applications yet, but
no,
we're going to get you to do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you can do that right away, because you're 18 already, right, Jaden?
Yes.
All right, and Dom, we've got to wait till March, but that's only a month away,
March
right?
March 29th.
Okay, all right, and we had a chance for us to test drive you, and you guys got to test drive us, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's a good match. So,
and
you're going to have the opportunity to work on some of the most complex machines that we build in the world,
yeah.
And I think we build the best. So you got an opportunity right out of high school to join the best submarine and shipbuilders in the entire world. What I'd like to do is just offer you guys, if there's anything that you need from this team, don't be afraid to ask. Learn as much as you can. We need you. I'd like to remind folks that we also have a middle school program. And in fact, Dom and Jaden talked a little bit about that, Boat for Explorers, and an elementary school program, Boat for Kids. And so getting that into the schools and working with our young people to get that interest sparked early is an important way about how we're going to recruit our employees for the next couple of decades here. So we'll provide links in the podcast for those parents who may be interested or folks who have family members who might be interested in those programs. We're going to sign off for now, and thanks, everybody. We'll talk again soon.